It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. So if I were to tell you there was a plane up in the night sky flying on solar energy, would you believe me? Well, you probably should. Next month, an odd-looking plane will take off from an airfield in Mountain View, California, and head east. It's called the Solar Impulse, and it's the world's first solar-powered plane capable of flying nonstop all day and, yes, all night. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, its creators plan to fly the plane across the country this spring. By 2015, they want to fly a similar plane around the world.
I had seen pictures of this plane, the Solar Impulse, before I drove down to Moffett Field a couple weeks ago to check it out. But nothing really prepared me for seeing it in person. Its wingspan is larger than a 747, but the entire plane weighs less than a car.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that was the challenge.
Andre Borschberg is one of the creators of the Solar Impulse and one of its pilots. He says the wings are so large in part to generate lift.
Then, of course, you have a big surface to integrate solar cells.
The idea to try to build a solar-powered plane that could fly nonstop through the night began with Andre Borschberg's partner, Bertrand Piccard. Piccard became internationally famous in 1999 after circumnavigating the world in a balloon. But on that trip, he very nearly ran out of propane.
And he really asked himself if it could not be possible to get rid of this dependence. So that's how the idea started.
Design work on a plane that could fly without fuel began 10 years ago. And today, standing under buzzing fluorescent lights inside a huge hangar, the Solar Impulse looks like some kind of giant space-age egret on steroids. Its long, delicate wings are covered in photovoltaic cells. They tilt up at the end. The plane has four electric engines and a narrow little cockpit that seats just one person. Everything about this design was dictated by the size of those wings and the energy that the sun striking them can produce.
And when you know the surface, you can easily calculate how much energy you can collect during the day. And then you take this energy and you have to use it over 24 hours because we fly day and night. So if you know physics and aerodynamics, you know how much weight you can carry. And the weight which was allowed was not more than the weight of a car. So that was the starting point.
To keep the weight down, they used a carbon fiber frame, as few batteries as possible, and stripped the cockpit bare. In this plane, the toilet is built into the pilot seat.
There's no heating. There's no pressurization. So we need an oxygen mask. So yes, it's quite... It's more difficult and maybe less comfortable than flying into an airliner.
But the designers succeeded in creating a plane capable of flying continuously without using any fuel at all.
The contact with the external world is much more intense, and so we can hear noise coming from outside.
25 knots on the DMT and 26 knots on the window.
The relationship with the environment, I mean, with the atmosphere, with the winds, with the clouds, is much more intense than with a normal airplane.
2 years ago, Borschberg kept this plane aloft over the Swiss Alps for 26 hours straight. Last summer, he flew it from Spain to North Africa. The plane can only fly about 40 or 50 miles an hour. It's so slow that sometimes when it turns into the wind, it appears to float in place on a radar screen. Occasionally, it'll even slide backward. On long flights during the day, the pilots will climb to almost 30,000 feet and then slowly descend during the night, using gravity to help fly through the night is just one more way they conserve energy. But this plane is tricky to fly.
We had to learn to do things very slowly, to wait to see the reaction, to be patient.
And careful, because the wings are so long and the plane is so slow, even a slight bank can cause the tip of the inside wing to lose lift.
When we make turns with this airplane, we need just a few degrees.
If you turn it too sharply, the Solar Impulse could tumble out of the sky. So designers created a unique physical warning system,
which vibrates on the arm of the pilot
when a turn is too steep. When Piccard and Borschberg attempt to fly around the world, the pilot who flies over the Pacific will need to remain at the controls for 4 or 5 days straight. Borschberg recognizes that solar may never power commercial flights, but he says this flight was meant to challenge people's assumptions about what the technology can do. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.